Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Really Coherent podcast. This evening, we are having a Red Seal Ale from the North Coast Brewing Company out of Northern California, Fort Bragg, California, to be exact. We're sitting here in Brooklyn, New York, on the rooftop of a building overlooking the East River. And from this vantage point, I can see three of the East River bridges. It's very nice. A very lovely setting to try this Red Seal Ale, which is supposed to be an amber-colored pale ale. So let's test that. Is it amber-colored? It is indeed. It smells very hoppy.
Yeah, it's a very strong hop aroma. Florals and a bit of citrus.
It's not bitter in a hop. It's kind of light bitterness to it. It's not overly hoppy at all.
No. Much more hop in the aroma than the taste.
Very light, smooth. It's not extremely demanding or complex, but it's very, very pleasant.
Very nice. I'm thinking now, there's something kind of lemon zesty or even a little bit like that Marseille soap thing again going on now. Just a little bit like the brewery in Amsterdam. Just a tiny, tiny bit.
It's funny, you know,
it must be very sensitive to that.
It's lost some of that hoppiness in its aroma now. After
already.
Already. It's
very,
extremely
very
carbonated.
Yes,
which
it is
nice. Yeah. It's got almost a burning sensation from the carbonation in your mouth, but very pleasant. And it's a lovely label, I have to say.
Yes, it has a seal on the label, which I really like. I'm not sure what a red seal is. I'm not really sure that's a species I necessarily recognize, but okay. Maybe that's in California.
It has won some gold medals, apparently, but that was more than a decade ago. At least they're still advertising that. There's a gold medal in Stockholm and a gold medal in Denver in 2000. So
yeah, I've never, you know, you see beers old and new put those gold medals and things on the label, but I don't really know what it means because there are so many beer fests and so many. I mean, everybody's going to win a label somewhere, right? I mean, as long as you have a beer that tastes remotely good, you're going to win a medal somewhere, right?
Well, one would think a Stockholm and Denver beer fest would be a fairly respectable one to win a medal from, as opposed to somewhere in a small town in the middle of nowhere.
But like even old beers, like, you know, I think Stella has been around for a long time, and other beers have
grasp on several something. Stella, since they can't do it on their taste.
that's true. So
well, this is a good one. I like this.
No, it's very good. We've had three in succession that have been in that sort of very drinkable and straightforward.
That's right. I think we've
not
sort of
extreme
we're sort of,
kind of category.
We're doing well because I recall a period earlier on in this podcast some months ago where we had a string of rather bad beers. I mean, beers that we were extremely unhappy with.
Yeah, well, part of the problem is you go for things that sort of sound interesting or they're trying to do something a little bit different and a little bit experimental. And, well, you know, sometimes that's going to succeed really well, but, you know, a lot of times experiments are going to fail. So, you know,
that's
true.
You go with something
that's a little bit more tried and tested, a little bit simpler.
Award-winning, even in this case.
Award-winning, yet, you know, straightforward and simple. It's not trying to do too much. And it's nice to have a beer that's not just going nuts with hops either. You know?
That's true.
I find this hophead craziness in America is a little bit of, it's been off-putting.
After a while, it can be. That's true.
That's got to burn out, I think, eventually, don't you think?
Perhaps. I wonder. I don't know. I mean, it is something I actually think that American beers do extremely well, better than beer IPAs produced in the United States, for instance, I think are much better than beers IPAs produced in Britain. I find them always to be rather watery or very sweet.
Oh, they are, that right. Yeah,
but,
that's right, true.
But you're right that it has gotten a bit over the top in some cases. I still enjoy it a lot, particularly in these hot summer months. But the variety overall in the States is still growing. And
it's amazing. There's so many different types. And there's a lot more experimentation here than, say, in Belgium or in
Germany,
a lot of the other markets, or Germany, or certainly more than Germany. And as I said, with more experimentation, you'll get some things that really work and they're really fantastic, and other things that are just, you know, they tried. See, the Brooklyn Brewery's concoction comes to mind.
Yes.
That was not such a great success.
I'm glad we didn't actually record that one, because
that
I'm not sure anyone wants to hear the sounds we made after we took a taste of that.
Anyway, you have been listening to the Beerly Coherent podcast. Bob has been.
Bob.
I have been Andrew, and we are here in Brooklyn saying goodbye from the rooftop. Thank you for listening.